The Commitments by Roddy Doyle, read by Lawrence Kinlan. Sometimes I feel so nice. Good God. I jump back. I want to kiss myself. I got so old. And I'm super bad. James Brown, super bad.
"We'll ask Jimmy," said Outspan. "Jimmy'll know."
Jimmy Rabbit knew his music. He knew his stuff all right. You'd never see Jimmy coming home from town without a new album or a 12-inch or at least a 7-inch single. Jimmy ate Melody Maker and NME every week and Hot Press every 2 weeks. He listened to Dave Fanning and John Peel. He even read his sister's Jackie when there was no one looking. Jimmy knew his stuff. The last time Outspan had flicked through Jimmy's records, he'd seen names like Micro Disney, Eddie and the Hot Rods, Otis Redden, the Screamin' Blue Messiahs, Scraping Fetus Off the Wheel.
"Fetus," said Outspan. "That's the little young fella inside the woman, isn't it?"
"Yeah," said Jimmy.
"Ah, that's fucking horrible, that is."
Groups Outspan had never heard of, never mind heard. Jimmy even had albums by Frank Sinatra and the Monkees. So when Outspan and Derek decided while Ray was out in the Jacks that their group needed a new direction, they both thought of Jimmy. Jimmy knew what was what. Jimmy knew what was new but wouldn't be for long, and what was going to be new. Jimmy had relaxed before anyone had heard of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and he'd started slagging them months before anyone realized that they were no good. Jimmy knew his music. Outspan, Derek and Ray's group, and, was 3 days old. Ray on the Casio and his little sister's Glockenspiel. Outspan on his brother's acoustic guitar. Derek on nothing yet but the bass guitar.